Hi everybody, we're back with another installment of the GovCom video blog. And in this vlog, we're going to give a quick update on the cybersecurity rules that apply to DoD contractors. Now this update is prompted by an interim rule that DoD issued in late September of this year that addresses two areas of cybersecurity, CMMC certificates and NIST SP800-171 security controls. Now in parts 2, 3, and 4 of our cybersecurity vlog series, we talked about the rules that require DoD contractors to comply with NIST SP800-171. So for folks looking for background, those vlogs are a good place to start. And in our last vlog, we gave a quick overview of the CMMC certificate requirements that DoD issued guidance for in January of this year. And in that vlog, we pointed out that there were no actual regulations implementing CMMC. And in fact, at the time, the only DoD guidance was in a website that DoD created for CMMC. Well, since that last vlog, DoD finally published regulations that implemented the CMMC requirements. Those regulations were published in an interim rule that also unveils new assessment requirements for compliance with NIST SP800-171. So today, we're going to go over four things that contractors should know about DoD's interim rule covering CMMC and NIST SP800-171. So the first thing that contractors should know about the interim rule is that under new regulations that are published in it, the CMMC certificate rollout will be phased in over time. Now, as we mentioned in our last vlog, when DoD published its CMMC guidance on the CMMC website, other than a vague reference to a possible June 2020 rollout, there were no real definitive timelines for when CMMC would be implemented. Well, the interim rule now adds a regulation at 204.7503 that sets out a phased rollout. Under that regulation, until September 30th, 2025, the CMMC certificate requirement will be applied to contracts and solicitations on a contract-by-contract basis. In particular, a CMMC certificate will be required when a contract or a statement of work specifies that a contract have a particular CMMC level requirement. And during this initial rollout period, even before a CMMC requirement is included in a solicitation, DoD's Office of the Undersecretary for Acquisition and Sustainment has to approve the inclusion of the requirement in the solicitation. Now, after September 30th, 2025, the CMMC certificate requirement is going to apply across the board to DoD contracts and solicitations. A couple of things to note here. To meet any certificate requirements during the two phased rollout periods, CMMC certificates have to be current, meaning they can't be older than 3 years. Also, during both periods of the phased rollout, the CMMC certificate requirement will apply to all DoD contracts and solicitations, except for those that are exclusively for the acquisition of commercially available off-the-shelf items. The second thing the contractor should know is that under the regulations that are published in the interim rule, DoD contractors will be subject to new mandatory assessments of their implementation of the NIST SP800-171 requirements. Now, it's important to give some background here, so we're going to go on a little bit of a detour for a minute. Now, as we mentioned in our vlogs and GovCon bulletins, that covers the cybersecurity rules under DFARS that apply to DoD contractors, one component of the cybersecurity rules is compliance with NIST SP800-171. And in particular, under DFARS Clause 252.204.7012, which applies to all DoD contracts except for those that are for the acquisition of commercially available off-the-shelf items, contractors were required to implement SP800-171 no later than December 30th, 2017. Now, there are approximately 110 separate security controls under 800-171, And by the summer of 2017, it seemingly became clear to DoD that implementation of each and every control by the December deadline might be problematic. So DoD issued guidance from mid to late 2017 that said contractors can demonstrate implementation of SP-800-171 by having in place system security plans that describe how any requirements have been implemented, along with plans of action for any requirements that have not yet been implemented. Now, in terms of compliance with SP-800-171, or with this implementation requirement, DoD didn't add any government monitoring requirements, and it didn't require contractors to obtain any compliance certifications from third parties. Instead, under 252.204-2008, a proposal submission by DoD contractors was deemed to be that contractor's representation that it would implement the SP-800-171 security requirements. So by and large, contractors didn't have to prove compliance with the NIST SP-800-171 security requirements or prove that they met the implementation requirement. But over the last few years, since the SP-800-171 requirement was included in the DFARS regulation, DoD has focused much of its attention on how agencies and contractors should assess whether or not contractors are in compliance with NIST SP-800-171. So the issue of assessment is separate from the ultimate issue of whether any or all of the SP-800-171 controls have been implemented. The issue of assessment instead focuses on what processes and information contractors and agencies should use in order to figure out if any or all of the security controls are in place. So last year, DoD published what it called the NIST SP-800-171 DoD assessment methodology in order to standardize this assessment process. And it is this standardized assessment methodology that DoD incorporated in the new DFARS regulation that was unveiled in the interim rule that was issued in September. Now, under that new DFARS regulation, in order to bid on and be awarded contracts other than those for commercially available off-the-shelf items, DoD contractors have to have on file a current NIST SP-800-171 implementation assessment that is at least a basic NIST SP-800-171 DoD assessment. Now, by current assessment, the regulations mean that the assessment was not conducted more than 3 years ago. And to touch on what a basic assessment is, now we may dive deeper into the specifics of the DoD assessment methodology in a future vlog or webinar. But for now, under that methodology, there are three kinds of assessments for determining whether a contractor has implemented the SP-800-171 security controls. There is a basic assessment, which is a self-assessment that a contractor performs. And then there are medium and high assessments, which are assessments that are performed by DoD personnel. Now, for each kind of implementation assessment, the new regulations indicate in broad terms the kinds of information that should be reviewed. And for each assessment, the regulations indicate how much confidence agencies should have in the assessment, with the highest confidence level being assigned to high assessments that are performed by DoD personnel. Now, lastly, under DoD's assessment methodology, each kind of assessment will culminate in the calculation of what is called a summary level score. And this summary level score is based on how many of the SP-800-171 requirements have been implemented. The third thing the contractor should know is that under the new and revised regulations that are implemented by DoD's interim rule, CMMC certificate levels and DoD assessment summary level scores have to be posted in the Supplier Performance Risk System, or SPRS. So under DFARS 204.7502, contracting officers are instructed for purposes of awarding a contract or exercising an option or extending a contract, they're instructed to use SPRS to verify that a contractor has attained a CMMC certificate at the level that's required under a solicitation or contract. Now, likewise, when it comes to DoD NIST SP-800-171 implementation assessments, when responding to a solicitation, DoD contractors have to verify that summary level scores of current assessments are posted in SPRS. And again, current means summary level scores that are no more than 3 years old. And if current scores are not posted, contractors are permitted to perform basic assessments and post those level scores in SPRS. And lastly, contracting officers are required to verify that a summary level score is posted in SPRS before awarding, extending, or exercising an option for a contract that requires SP 800-171 implementation. The fourth thing that contractors should know is that the new CMMC certificate and DoD assessment regulations will become immediately effective November 30th. So when DoD published the interim rule with the new and amended CMMC and DoD assessment regulations, it bypassed the typical regulatory process in which an agency publishes a proposed rule, gets public and industry feedback, and then maybe tinkers with the rule before issuing a final rule that at that point then becomes effective. Well, here they skipped all of that and went straight to go. What this means is that as of November 30th, the DFARS clauses that incorporate the CMMC certificate level requirements and the NIST SP 800-171 assessment requirements are going to start showing up in DoD solicitations and contracts. So contractors that are bidding on new DoD contracts are going to have to get themselves in a position to shortly comply with those new requirements. So to sum up, the four things that contractors should know about DoD's interim rule covering CMMC and NIST SP 800-171 are: one, the CMMC certificate rollout will be phased in over time. Number two, DoD contractors will be subject to new mandatory assessments of their implementation of the NIST SP 800-171 requirements. Number three, CMMC certificate levels and DoD assessment summary level scores have to be posted in SPRS. And number four, the new CMMC certificate and DoD assessment regulations will become immediately effective on November 30th. Well, that's all we have for now. Thanks for joining us. And we hope you come back for our next episode of the GovCon video blog.